Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and this week we're joined by Mike Patterson. Mike, you're on the eco technology team at Intel. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. It's a new team focusing on energy efficiency and looking at the overall environmental impact of everything that Intel does.
So what kind of background do you have to work on eco technology?
In my specific case, I have, I think, a unique background because I've spent a good bit of time looking at and designing Intel's facilities. But then I've also spent a good bit of time looking at the power and thermal aspects of what goes on inside the server.
In the data center, efficiency is definitely getting a lot of attention. And when we talk about efficiency, we're not just talking about the system itself. We're talking about the data center as a building. Is that correct?
That's correct. We do need to look at everything around the servers that make the whole thing work. They are going to generate heat in that space, and we have to take the heat out of that space to allow the thing to operate properly.
And what does that represent from a dollar and cents standpoint to a data center manager? Is it, you know, 50 cents on the dollar in terms of cooling versus compute, or is it reversed? Is cooling actually costing more than compute at this point?
Well, it depends on the design and efficiency of the data center, and that's why we're trying to focus on it, is to look at the ratio of compute versus cooling and try and bring the cooling down to be a minimal part of the total energy use of the data center.
Now, I've walked into data centers before, and they've been chilly places. Is that supposed to be that cold? Is that what's optimal, or what should a data center feel like?
In a well-designed data center, you would not want it overly cool too much, because then you're going to be wasting energy in the cooling system. So ASHRAE, which is the American Society of Heating, Refrigerating, and Air Conditioning Engineers, suggests that that temperature range be between 20 and 25 C. So that's pretty reasonable for human comfort. If you feel cold when you're in there, they're either overcooling the data center, which is costing them energy, or the airflow management in the data center is such that they have to overcool all of it because there are some hot spots in the data center.
What types of technologies do you look at for cooling alternatives for data center, and what's at the forefront of the industry's thinking right now?
It really depends on whether you're talking about a new data center or an existing data center. Existing data centers, you have to look at the cooling system that's in there now, what you could do with that cooling system to see where you may be able to take it in terms of what it can cool. In the new data center, the most important thing is to look at energy efficiency from the beginning. And typically that would include either an air side or a liquid side economizer. The airside economizer will bring in outside air to be used for hopefully a large portion of the hours of each year and not require you to run your chillers. So that's one design aspect that buys a lot of efficiency. On the other side would be a liquid economizer where you would run your chilled water out to your cooling towers and hopefully be able to get cool water just from the outdoor environment rather than having to run your chillers again.
For the data center managers that listen to this program, if they're running a data center today, what would be your top three suggestions for them to consider in terms of a cooling solution?
Well, if they're running one today, that we're assuming they have an existing data center, so the most important thing to do would be the segregation of the hot air and the cold air, right? So that you do have a cold aisle, so that the hot air that comes out the back of the server is contained and removed before it can mix with the cold air. And again, if they do need to look at higher densities, you can build cold aisle containment where the entire cold aisle can be essentially a small pod or a tunnel where all of that cold air is contained and provided to the servers. And finally, if none of that's going to work, you could look at a liquid-cooled rack or close dedicated cooling to the rack that would be generally liquid-cooled because the air side in the room can't handle that density.
And if you've got a new data center that you're building, again, the top three things to think about.
Well, the new data center that you're building, Intel has done several studies and shown that the air cooling is going to be your lowest total cost of ownership and your lowest cost to build up front even. People talk that liquid is a more effective heat transfer fluid, and while there's no argument with that, the interesting thing to think about, it's kind of like the whole power efficiency thing. Every time you convert from one voltage to another or from AC to DC, you're going to waste energy. Same thing with the cooling fluid. Every time you go from air to liquid or liquid to air or liquid to liquid, any conversion is going to cost you energy. So In the case where you have an airside economizer where you're bringing in outdoor air, cooling with that air, and taking the heat directly outside, that's about as close to theoretically perfect as you can get.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. Well, thanks for joining us today, Mike.
It's been a lot of fun.